What's up, guys? This is Sports Fanatic back at it again with yet another edition of the Sports Fanatic. Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully, y'all have had a great, blessed, productive Monday. Still a lot of daylight outside, so go out, you know, get outside, be active, enjoy this nice weather, and enjoy this podcast as well. We're about to hop right into it. So, if you didn't see last night, It was Sunday Night Football, Chiefs Jets. Chiefs won. It was a close game. Jets came back, tied it up, but you know Mahomes pulled out some late game heroics, so to speak, like he usually does, and they ended up basically getting the game winning field goal. It was a good game, but what I want to focus on is what happened after the game on the post game show for the Sunday Night Football. Rodney Harrison, former Patriot safety, Super Bowl winner, decent player in his heyday, was talking to Chris Jones, who was a guest on the show, and they were just talking. It was nothing, really too out the ordinary. They were talking about the game. If you haven't seen this, it's just how it went down, and you can see it, on Twitter, YouTube, whatever, but. Talking about the game, talking about, how the game went, things in the past, contract, what they were seeing out there. And they got to Zach Wilson. Now, Zach Wilson has been heavily scrutinized over the past couple years for his play on the Jets, especially this year. Supposed to be the Aaron Rodgers show, but obviously he got hurt 5 plays into the year. And so, obviously, Zach Wilson had to step in and take over. But that's, different story. But basically, they were talking about Zach Wilson's film. And they were saying, he was asking them, Rodney Harrison was asking Chris Jones, what did he see? And told him to be honest. What do you think of Zach Wilson? And, Chris said some positive things. He had some good things to say about him. And then Rodney Harrison proceeded to call Zach Wilson garbage. If you've seen Zach Wilson play, at times, he doesn't look like the best, and sometimes the criticism is warranted, especially from last year. He had issues, I feel like, taking accountability last year and had issues kind of owning up to things. And he also wasn't playing well last year. But my belief is in the media, you are supposed to conduct yourself in a certain way. We always expect the athletes to conduct themselves in a certain way and, act a certain way. But the fact of the matter is, if you're in the media as well, you need to be acting that same way. You need to help have a certain standard for yourself in the media, especially as a former player, obviously talking heads in the media are everywhere and they're going to say what they say, but you're a former player, a Super Bowl champion, and he was a solid player. In his playing day. And the fact that you get on to that post-game show and you conduct yourself in that manner and you had that type of comment to say about a current player who's trying to do better, who's trying to improve, who's trying to win over the biggest market in the world, sports market, media market in the world in New York City, and you're going to come on there after he was the reason why they were in the game in the first place. Defense played amazing, forced 2 very uncharacteristic Patrick Mahomes interceptions. 2 very, very uncharacteristic turnovers by Mahomes. They balled out. But Zach Wilson also balled out. His ball placement, his anticipation, his toughness, his running ability, he looked like a number 2 overall pick. In that game, I believe he was number 2 or top 5, whatever. He was like a top pick, the top pick that he was, in that game last night. That might have been his best game as a Jet. And for you to come on there, and mind you, it's a clip of him also taking accountability for the loss. He put the loss on himself on a sideline, and I believe in the post game presser, he put the loss on himself. Everyone knows that was not his fault. They did not lose that game because of Zach Wilson. That was because his offense let him down. drop touchdowns, penalties, play calling. That his offense let him down, okay? And Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes at the end a little bit, but that's whatever. His offense let him down. And for you to come on there and bash him like that, and since then, Ronnie Harrison's been, you know, rightfully called out by the likes of Micah Parsons and Matt Leinart as well, of, you know, a former player, Matt Leinart, great player. And obviously, you know, we know who Micah is, but the point is, That's disgraceful. You know, that's disgraceful. I was never a huge fan of Ronnie Harrison. He always kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was never a big fan. But why this kind of just drove it home. It's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous. How we see Zach Wilson trying to do better in the interviews, taking accountability, being a leader. Taking the mentorship he got from Aaron Rodgers and implementing it into his everyday routine on the field with how he plays, how it's built, you know, around him now. Well, it was built for Aaron, but obviously he has to find a way to work it now. In the post game, being a leader, like we see how he's trying to take these steps, and for you to come on there and just take a big bat and just strike the whole tower down that he's trying to build is crazy. You know, and Chris Jones did a great job of continuing to speak positively of him, not, you know, feeding into the bait that Ryan Harrison was trying to get him to, you know, take. And Chris Jones is a stand-up guy. I feel like he's a stand-up guy, one of the best players in the league. He's the real deal. So big ups to Chris Jones for not taking that bait. But shame on Ryan Harrison. That was so bad. And I expected more from, you know, a former, you know, Super Bowl champion, a good player. I expected more, but, man, you know, it is what it is, man. I just want to give my quick 2 cents on that. Zach Wilson, keep doing what you're doing. I'm actually rooting heavy for Zach Wilson. I really am. I feel like a lot of people are as well. Like, they see that he's trying to improve, and they see that he's trying to get better and trying to win back over the locker room. And that's all you can ask for. You just want the guy to try, you know what I'm saying? And I think they see that. And, hopefully he continues to grow, continues to get better. But, yeah, that's ridiculous. There's no place in the media for that. There's no place in sports for that. That's my 2 cents, though. You know, congrats to the Chiefs on the win. They had, you know, good win, hard fought win. But man, that was ridiculous, man. So, you guys go watch the whole clip for yourself. Go watch the whole post game show for yourself. Let me know what you guys think. And if you can share this with one person, that would be great. Greatly appreciate it. And yeah, until next time, I'm Sports Kinetic signing off. I will see you guys when I see you guys. Peace. I'm out. Love you all.